to The Divine Breadcrumb with your hosts, Carol Campos and Deb Sorensen. Carol and Deb have always believed the universe helps people on their path by sending signs, clues, or what they call divine breadcrumbs. A divine breadcrumb can create both small and massive shifts in a person's life. On this podcast, Carol and Deb will speak with authors, healers, entrepreneurs, and other amazing people across the globe to discuss these pivotal moments. So get ready to learn, to love, and to laugh. And remember, the universe always provides if you allow it to. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Carol, co-host of The Divine Breadcrumb. I am so excited to talk to you about my new 10-week one-on-one coaching program, Energy, Esteem, and Empowerment. I designed this program for people who feel powerless, who feel like their self-worth has been damaged and continually attract toxic situations and people into their lives, but can't figure out why. And worse, they feel like they can't be who they really are. This is something I've been called to do for a long time based on my own experiences with trauma and abuse and my long journey to heal. In this program, we'll be focusing on uncovering your personal power, cultivating self-esteem and self-love, and doing deep energy work. It's time to remove the mask and let your true voice be heard. To learn more, go to carollcampos.com, click on the services tab, and then private coaching. Again, that's carollcampos.com, click on the services tab, and then private coaching. You can do this, and I'll be right there with you. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Divine Breadcrumb. I'm Carol.
This is Deb. Yes, welcome back.
So today we're talking about chiropractic care with our guest, Dr. Tim Merzicki, or Dr. Tim, as many of his patients call him. And Dr. Merzicki is going to share with us why caring for the spine and nervous system is so important in supporting our health. I can remember when I was little, my dad had horrendous back issues and would head to his chiropractor on a regular basis. But there's so much more to chiropractic medicine than what most people think. So Deb and I wanted to reach out to Dr. Merzicki, and we chose him for a few reasons. Not only does he have credentials out the wazoo, graduating magna cum laude from both the University of Massachusetts and Lowell, as well as Palmer College of Chiropractic, but he continues to be on the cutting edge of chiropractic medicine, pursuing advanced trainings and postdoctoral certifications. But I think what really separates Dr. Merzicki from the pack is that he is also a certified life activation practitioner, which deals with energy healing. So needless to say, this caught our attention. Dr. Tim has helped countless people through his practice and his patients adore him. So Dr. Merzicki, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me here. This is awesome.
We're very excited. I've been seeing a chiropractor since I was in my 20s. So,
oh, that makes me so happy to hear. Very good.
You know, and I was astounded because I've been so helped by chiropractors. I never knew there was all that controversy way back then about chiropractic.
Oh, sure. Yeah. There's a lot of stories. Yeah.
Stunned to hear about it all. Anyway.
So yes, we are very excited about this because we've never had a chiropractor on the show. And I think this is going to be helpful for a lot of people to learn what it's all about. So before we kind of dive into that, what drew you to chiropractic medicine?
Ooh, great question. So as far as what drew me to chiropractic, you know, I really knew nothing about it. And Carol, like the way you explained it just a moment ago with your introduction to me was perfect because I was one of the people that thought, you know, it just had to do with pain, neck pain, back pain, and that was it. And that was only it. So before I knew anything about it, I knew that I somehow wanted to learn about anatomy, physiology, and I wanted to somehow help people. And I thought the only way to really do that, to be some kind of a doctor and take care of any member of a family, would be going into medicine. So that's what I started pursuing. And I did my pre-med studies and, you know, we were doing different seminars during the summer to learn about med school and et cetera. And just the more that I looked into it, I just realized it wasn't fitting with my vibe. It wasn't resonating with me. And it's not that there was anything wrong with it. but I was looking for something different, just according to what the tools they have to offer. So it was at that time, not really knowing what to do, my amazing mother, who has since passed, but who has been like this awesome guide in my life, said, hey, look, I started seeing this chiropractor. I really, really think you should go talk to him. And what I said to her was, hey, Mom, you know, I'm sure chiropractic's great for neck and back pain, but I want to do something more than that. And my mother didn't hit, but I swear if she could have slapped me, she would have. And she's like, would you just go talk to him? I'm like, okay. Yeah, so there was a doc in the area that I had just connected with, and he was great. And that's where I started learning about chiropractic and spine and nervous system and the philosophy behind chiropractic and how chiropractic enhances one's function and strength and health and adaptability. And, you know, it's during this time when this was being handed to me that just, you know, we've all had those moments in our lives where those goosebumps and you yep. feel this vibration within you, like, oh my gosh, like I need to look into this.
And we call those divine breadcrumb moments.
Yep. Divine. And that exactly was a divine breadcrumb moment. <for sure. laughs> Yeah. So, and then that's what took me to Palmer College in Iowa, which is actually the thing that drew me most to that school. Two things. Number one, at the time, it had such a great academic presence. And then number two, it's actually where chiropractic began. And chiropractic had started within this country in the late 1800s.
Wow.
And there's a whole history behind it. And, you know, Deb, you had brought it up, and it's a crazy history because it's a history involving, number one, chiropractic discovering itself and trying to learn about its identity. And then there was backlash from, you know, the American Medical Society, and chiropractors were going to jail for practicing chiropractic. So which boggles my mind to even think of that, because
yes,
here I am, like I'm in my office right now and I saw patients this morning, and it's like, at any moment, these were individuals who were taking care of people, not sure if a person of law enforcement was going to come to their office to take them away and take them away from their families and jail them.
Wow.
And these people, they did that. They did that because they were fighting for their rights to do this. And it's, you know, it's a story that had been there for a long time, but things are different now, obviously. Things have changed. Things have evolved. So, yeah.
And yet, as you say that, you know, I'm just thinking about kind of the attack on holistic practices lately.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's kind of coming up again. So kind of in the same vein, you know,
yes.
It's sad that we're still having to kind of fight this battle.
It's so true, isn't it? And I want to make sure that what I'm saying is clear, concise, and to the point. But yeah, the battle's there. I think it's pretty obvious to us if you just talk about healthcare in general, that there is a large corporate part of it, and mm-hmm. it's greatly affecting anything that's not in line with that. And so when I talk about chiropractic, you know, being under attack, and it's been under attack, you know, it had been under attack for so long, it's not the only profession. I have seen other professions where health professions, just amazing, amazing health professions, or energy healing practitioners, and mm-hmm. you know, it's hard because there are times when there needs to be some certification regulation process for those individuals. But there's other times when they're being forced down. They're not allowed to do what it is we want them to do. And, you know, anything that's been on the more holistic side of care has been those issues, and these professions having to find out who they are and protect their identity and preserve themselves. It's something that's been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it is. I mean, I do understand from the standpoint of there's also a lot of people out there that have less than reputable practices. So I do understand that there is a need for some sort of protection, but you're right. There's also, you know, it's keeping people that are trying to do good, holding them back or keeping them down.
Absolutely. And I agree with you. Like, there has to be, right? It's like anything in life. It's all about mm-hmm. that delicate balance. You know, how
right.
can we have proper regulation to have competent, beautiful care in whatever profession you're talking about? But at the same token, and it's something that I think we're starting to see a lot of lately, if it almost gets oppressive for that profession to be expressing their art, their craft, to be able to help people at their best. And I'm very grateful in chiropractic that we, especially in the state of Massachusetts here, we are able to do a lot of what we can do to help people. And there's really not like a major issue with restrictions. Things are flowing well.
Good.
Yeah.
Yay. Glad to hear that. So as Carol mentioned in the intro, you want to educate people on why caring for the spine and nervous system is so important. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure, absolutely. You know, not everyone thinks about having their spine or nervous system cared for or maintained or made sure it's healthy. But when you deal with the spine and nervous system, it is the system that is your sensory system to your body physically. And it is the sensory system that takes in all of your experiences. It takes in all of your mental, emotional experiences. It's always feeling your external environment, your internal environment. This is the purpose of the nervous system, is to always evaluate what things are looking like in this one moment right now. How is it the nervous system can best help your body stay in the most adaptive state to thrive, for that homeostasis, for that healing? And what happens is there's just a ton of different types of stressors in this realm that I know we're all familiar with, especially if we're talking about any type of holistic healing. When you get into, there's physical stress, there's mental, emotional stress, there's chemical stress that affects our systems all the time. Even looking at something like the birth process, you know, they've actually done, there's a couple of studies done, and I love these because these two particular studies were not done by chiropractors, but yet they're looking at, between the two studies combined, they're looking at over 2,000 babies, some who were born within, you know, only 5 days, and some who were born within a month, and showing that with over those 2,000 babies, that great 85 to 90% of them have had trauma to their spine, have had stress put into their spinal system. Usually from the birth process, birth process can be a very traumatic situation for a lot of babies, as well as moms. And so if you think about that, okay, you have a spine and nervous system, this very elaborate, amazing system to help coordinate all function within your body, to look at external and internal environments. And here it is now, from the moment, not even 30 days into life, it's having the stress and tension put into it. Then it has to compensate. It has to deal with that. It puts physical stress into the system. It creates neurological stress and things called like nociception, and there's mechanical tension and different things that can happen that puts that brain into a more of a fight or flight response, more of an alarm system. Hey, things are not happy, and less from healing, repair, digestion, immunity, all these other functions. And so I bring that up only because that's coming within the first 30 days of life. And so very typically when I am working with an adult who says, I've been dealing with these health issues and these health issues, and we're going to look to see, okay, how is it with chiropractic care? I'm going to be able to help support your system. We have to know about this history, and we have to get an idea of what's going on, because very frequently when you're dealing with an adult who's never had any form of comprehensive corrective chiropractic care, these are things that's been sitting in the system. You know, it'd be no different than having a high-end vehicle, a luxury vehicle, for 30, 40 years and driving it around and hitting the potholes of life and just weathering life and all the stress that comes with it. And yet 30, 40 years in, you say, okay, let's get this thing checked. Let's get it dealt with, if that's making sense what I'm saying.
Yes,
it does.
Absolutely making sense.
And so as we have our system, now our system has stress put into it, and you could have the birthing process, and let's just continue, and you have the person's learning to walk, and they're experiencing these falls, and let's continue in life, and they're going to be at school, and there's chronic sitting that's going on, this very repetitive posture that can be traumatic on the system. Let's keep going. All the other mental, emotional stressors that's happening, even just things that sometimes are kind of out of our control at the moment globally. I think we can all agree there's a lot going on. And it's our system that has to take this in and be like, all right, what's going on in our environment? Is there a threat? Physiologically, how do I have to deal with this? How do I work to keep this body at its best? and it builds and it builds and it builds. And your body, frankly, I think after hearing all this, we should even just all of us just take a step back in this moment and say, wow, the fact that my body is even alive today
yes.
and can withstand all of this is really remarkable. It's really incredible.
It is. And I've never heard it explained that way. And you're right. It makes you think, God, we should be in bubbles from the time we're, you know, walking. My gosh.
So one would think, right? Absolutely. One would think, but how about this? Because there is one side of it. Like, yes, like, you know, we could choose to put ourselves in bubbles, never want to leave our bedrooms, whatever. I totally get that. But don't we really truly grow in advance in any area where there's a challenge, a restriction, a quote-unquote darkness, whatever you want to call it, and you have to learn to grow through that and adapt to that, and it makes you stronger. So truly, I mean, this is where we talk about the nervous system. That's what it's supposed to do on a physiological, biochemical level is, hey, this stress is here, this resistance here, this challenge is here. How are we going to adapt to make you stronger, healthier, and deal with this? But only when we look at the stats of what's happening in healthcare, that's not what we're seeing. That's not what we're seeing at all. In fact, comorbidities and mortalities and chronic health conditions are on the rise. And even when you look at certain stats, there was one stat, this came from, I believe, either the CDC, National Institute of Health, I don't quite remember off the top of my head, but there was a yearly expense just to chronic health conditions. And it was $2.3 trillion
wow.
each year. And when I first received that stat, that was about a year ago. And I had looked it up again maybe 6 months ago just to verify my reference and everything. And that $2.3 trillion a year had gone to $3.3 trillion a year. It had gone up. So we're spending more money. First of all, ton of money. I don't think any one of us really understands the magnitude of over $3 trillion, right? But and is anything changing? And is anything getting better?
No.
So the question is, do we need more and more money into this existing system, or should we be reconsidering how we're directing our efforts and our energies? What is it we're spending money on? How is it that we're dealing with our health? How is it that we're focusing on it? And that's one of the beautiful things of chiropractic. Chiropractic's focus has always been about how to make the organism stronger. How to make the organism healthier. Of course, it can't be the only thing that you do. There's ways in we should be eating and exercising, meditating, praying, connecting with others, loving others. These are all ways in which it fortifies and makes us stronger. But dealing with that nervous system, that's crucial. And even when I said a moment ago how chiropractic had started in the 1800s, have either you ever heard of how chiropractic started, like the first person?
No.
It was in 1895. His name was Harvey Lillard. And Harvey Lillard, he lived with deafness. And even though the details of this, there are some debate as to exactly how things were done and what were done, Harvey Lillard, with his deafness, was approached by this other man, D.D. Palmer, who had said, hey, D.D. Palmer actually had been an energy healer for quite some time, a magnetic healer, if you will. But he'd also started studying a ton of anatomy, just reading a ton of anatomy textbooks and things that you would find at the medical schools at that time. And he's like, hey, Harvey. I mean, I'm paraphrasing. Hey, Harvey, I've been, you know, looking at this anatomy, this nervous system and the spine and all the movable bones, the vertebra, and I'd like to get you checked. And when he did his analysis at the time and made corrections at the time, Harvey's hearing had actually been restored.
Wow.
So what they thought with chiropractic was, okay, look at this. We have the cure for deafness. Only that wasn't the case, because they had so many individuals coming in with deafness, and okay, maybe their deafness was still there, but their digestion had shifted, their immune systems were getting stronger, they were sleeping better, they were noticing more energy, greater mood, clarity of thought, mind, etc. And then that's when it's that positive to look deeper. So it goes to show you the impact that can have when working with the nervous system and the spine.
This is fascinating. I mean, we could talk about this all day. However, we can't, because we have to get to the next topic. which is, what is life activation and what can someone expect in a session with you?
Ah, very, very good question. Okay, so this is like a whole other side to me, all right? This isn't, and for the listeners that are hearing this, what I'm about to explain, like, this is not chiropractic, and I don't want to confuse this in any way. What we're stepping into now is getting more into, there's ancient techniques that are available of energy healing that's been around for thousands of years, and this is one of those tools, and it's called a life activation, and it is something that I have been doing in my office with those individuals, whether they're of chiropractic care in the office or not, they don't have to be. But we've been working with this together with their chiropractic care. A life activation is really the best way I can describe it in incredibly simple terms. It's like bringing the light in your life. If you lived in a room that was dim and dark, and you're looking around, and okay, you can live your life and you can exist, but you know what? There's so much more that we are all able to do. We are all capable of doing. And in terms of whatever your spiritual beliefs may be, your religious practices are, we are all divine beings. And when you deal with this life activation, it's an energy clearing and energy balancing when you're working with someone to get them higher connected to their life's purpose. And it starts bringing more clarity in, more energy in. Going back, I know I jumped for a moment. If you're living in this room that's dim, and okay, you're existing, there's enough light to get around, but then all of a sudden it's like, boom, the lights go on to full brightness. And you're looking around and you're like, oh, okay, so I have these gifts over here that I did not realize I had. And oh my gosh, I have garbage over here that's been sitting in the corner that I need to deal with, and I need to take that out, because when I do, that's going to be better for me. It's a way for start working in releasing unconscious patterns or just like old emotional traps that we all can fall into. You start bringing more of this in. It's like you can, I mean, really the effects of it have been, it's nothing I can ever predict when I'm working from client to client, but they've had changes within their physical body. Their emotions had totally shifted and become healthier. And usually what happens is the usual thing for almost everybody is that, wow, they start noticing areas in their life that are truly just no longer serving them. And they feel a calling to have to start making a change with that. Almost like a waking up process, if you will. And the majority of people that I'm working with, when they start experiencing that, they'll say something like it's like liberating. Yeah. Or free, because they start seeing the path that's for them even stronger and even greater. There's another intuitive side that can fall behind it, starting to strengthen intuitive gifts and just noticing this whole other side of yourself that, you know, you might not have been aware of it at the time, but it's like as it comes and the stuff starts flowing and making sense, you're like, oh my gosh, okay, this is fitting. Yeah, this is me. And some people, that's all they wanted to do, and they've experienced the changes with that, and they like one woman has decided to just up and move to a totally different part of the country and just change her career path, and she's been so much happier. Other people, it's how it makes them a better mom or a better worker. But there's really deep effects that can happen even on a spiritual level as well.
Oh, absolutely. In my own coaching practice, I do some energy healing work. And what I find most fascinating, and Dr. Tim, you probably have seen this quite a bit in your practice, is that when you release some of this old, you know, sludge stuff, the effects it has on your body, you know, where, you know, maybe emotions or whatever was trapped somewhere in your back, and once that's gone, certain pains go away. Have you experienced anything like that?
Absolutely. And Carol, I mean, I love what you're saying, because we can all remember that we're not we're not a physical being that occasionally has a spiritual experience. Mm-hmm. It's like we're a spiritual being that's utilizing this fit physical body like your vehicle. And And we're not just a bag of bones. And we're not just, I mean, even in terms of chiropractic, if we switch gears for the moment, it's like, you know, it's not, you're not just a spine with this nervous system and just everything's just mechanical. There's an energy within it. There's even been really cool research articles that had come out, I believe it was some in the last year, some before, but they're seeing how even just within the wires, the nerves of our nervous system, there was literal light that was seen, witnessed, passing through.
Wow.
That neurons had flashes of light between them. And like, and this is coming from like Rutgers University.
Mm-hmm.
Tufts had commented on it. So, you know, it's not, we're all 100% in knowledge of exactly what's going on and what this means, but we are beings of light. That's what science is starting to show us, but science is catching up. And so going back to your other question, yeah, you start working from a energetic, spiritual perspective, however you want to term it, call it, that's going to, without question, have ripple effects into the physical body. It's all connected. It's not separate. They're not pieces that can occasionally communicate to each other. They're all one. And truthfully, as you start working on your physical body, that can improve how you can start shifting anything and feeling anything within your spiritual experience as well. It's all connected. It's bidirectional, in my experience.
And that's what I love. I mean, that you offer both, because yeah, there's going to be some people that aren't into it, then that's fine. But the people who take advantage of this whole other service that you offer, wow. I mean, I'm sure there's some deep transformations and some deep healing that goes on.
That's what really gets exciting about this, because as you start, especially for those in my experience who they start doing the chiropractic care to start supporting their vitality and the energy within their system. And then for anybody who may choose to start also saying, hey, look, I want to kind of get to know myself a little bit better, deeper, energetically, spiritually, whatever any of this stuff means. And they start, the more facets they start looking at and addressing and applying, it's been my experience with these individuals, they just had more freedom in their lives, if you will,
mm-hmm.
that just old patterns just aren't making sense anymore. And let's face it, I think we can all agree, because we've all been there either personally and witnessed other people going through the stuff. Growth isn't always easy, is it? I mean, Carol, you talk about people getting rid of that sludge, and that can take effort, right?
Yeah.
It's not always comfortable, and that's okay. Because even like, it brings us back to what we said a moment ago. If we are wanting to live our lives in like this bubble, so to speak, that would be so limiting for our growth. It'd be so comfortable. But if anything, I would even propose that we would start to atrophy mm-hmm. in different ways, because we're not challenging ourselves, mm-hmm. just like exercising. So you start approaching progression, health. And yeah, there's moments where it gets totally uncomfortable and there's resistance that's met, but it's when you have the strength to step through that, you're like, oh my, I just had someone just the other day say, she had some challenging things she had to go through, especially after chiropractic care had been initiated. And she just said it 2 days ago. She said, if I had known through that challenging moment what it is that I would be experiencing right now after getting through it, she said, I would do that challenging moment again and again if it means it's going to take me this far each time.
Wow. So there you have it. It's worth it to do the deep work.
It is worth it. And no, it's not easy. And there's going to be times where we might need a breather. That's okay.
Yep.
But
yep.
We all have things to do on this planet. We have ways we need to support our fellow brothers and sisters. I think we can all agree what's going on right now between pandemic and the social injustice and global economy. There's so many things. Like, this is all from us. This is all what we need to change. And if you get into the realm of metaphysical teachings and hermetics, it all starts with us individually taking care of us, loving us, healing us. And when we do, that has a ripple effect. As above, so below. As within, so without. And that it is a ripple effect. And we have a lot of work to do, but at the same time, yeah, it can be hard, but there's like a tremendous amount of joy with each step that someone chooses to take. There's a tremendous amount of joy on the other side.
Yeah, beautifully said.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. So what are some signs that you might need to see a chiropractor for our audience that's listening. I mean, you know, I think most people know that if their back hurts, they do think about a chiropractor. But what are some other signs that maybe this might be the right way to go?
I would say if you're alive and your heart's beating, go.
There you go.
So there's that. But that's really what it comes down to. To put it simply, I know that's kind of sarcastic, but it's the truth. We take care of our teeth all the time. We take care of our bodies every day because we know things don't ever stay the same with us in nature. Things are either getting worse or things are getting better, but they're never staying the same. And so when it comes to chiropractic, it's been my experience with those who have had it even since young years, early years, kids. I've had parents bring their kids in, not anything to do with neck pain, back pain, but because, hey, I want to make sure that my child's body's at its best. And, you know, some people say, can kids really benefit from chiropractic? Absolutely. There's an awesome girl I've just been taking care of for the past few months who she's been having really awful digestive episodes of nausea, and she's been to Boston Children's and they've been awesome in terms of, you know, giving her love and care because those people there are so incredible, but they haven't not been able to find any reason for what's going on. And so this little girl had been throwing up, nauseous, no appetite, losing weight. And then the mom said she stopped dancing, 6 years old. She stopped dancing around the house. She stopped smiling. And she says, I just want my girl back. And we check her spine. We check her nervous system. And no, chiropractic is not meant for curing anything. It's meant for empowering the body. So as what happened to that little girl now, and I'll totally use her first name because the mom's cool with sharing the story online. Her name's Olivia. And Olivia's medications have been coming down. Olivia has not had any more episodes. Olivia has been dancing. She comes into my office now with a gigantic smile. She'll give me a hug. She's bouncing around. Like, life has been restored. So I bring that up because children are amazing for receiving chiropractic care. But you know what? I will say, Deb, something else. In our office, we tend to work. Every office is always different. You have some chiropractors that are just like fantastic masters working with pregnant women, with pediatrics, with sports athletes, etc. But I have to say, in my office, we really have a knack for working with individuals with chronic health conditions, fibromyalgia and chronic inflammatory situations, and maybe individuals dealing with cancers and Lyme disease. And again, not that chiropractic is out to treat any of those things, but when you take care of that spinal nervous system and you take care of that neurology and how that body is able to better adapt, it means something totally different for that person and their existence, their being, and how they can grow and heal through it.
That's very impressive. I remember years and years and years ago, and unfortunately I was not in a financial position to take advantage of it, but I was introduced to, he was a chiropractor and he also did acupuncture.
Cool.
And he said that he didn't use the word cure, but yep, he could work with me because I've chronic asthmatic since I was 8 years old. And that he would help reduce or eliminate that problem for me, but he didn't take insurance.
Right.
And
right,
it was going to be like, you know, twice a week for like 6 months or something. And it's like, yep, I just couldn't take advantage of it at the time, but I did always wonder what would that experience have been like?
And I can tell you that for that individual, I'm not exactly sure how he may have been practicing, but I can tell you in my office, as well as my other colleagues that I know personally, yeah, I mean, we've seen lots of individuals with things like asthma, and they're breathing better. They're finding that they're needing inhalers less and less. I find a pattern too, like when I have individuals who say, yes, I have, they'll say it, I have a weaker respiratory system, and every year at this time and at this time and at this time, I'm getting pneumonia or I'm getting this or whatever. And those times, either they stop happening or they're happening less and less or less frequent, or they are happening, but their body's just resolving so much easier and faster. And that's, you know, our nervous system is designed for homeostasis. It's designed to say, hey, what's going on right now? And how do we make a change? So it's something that we do see a lot of, for sure.
Interesting and fascinating.
Yeah, it's absolutely fascinating. So I have to ask, Tim, you know, you have two kids. Are they coming to you like, Dad, I need my back cracked?
Well, so I am checking them. Yeah. And in terms of terminology, I'll let them know that I'm not going to be cracking anything. Unless their spine was made of eggs, I'm not cracking anything.
I'm so glad you said that, because it always just kind of freaks me out when people use that term.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I'll say joking around, and I still have people, like, for instance, when we do corrections in the office, there very well may be some kind of an audible, what's called cavitation or shift. And it's a change within the pressure of gases within the joint. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes it doesn't. So I always let people know, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't mean that the correction did not occur, because I'm always going to be checking to make sure things are clear, things are working better in that moment. So don't be addicted to the crack. That's what I tell.
Yeah, you're so right, because there's a satisfying feeling of hearing the crack, you know, and then when you don't hear it, it's kind of like when you bubble wrap and you get a dud. It's like, wait, pop, pop.
No, but when you have bubble wrap, you get bubble wrap for those pops, and there's just no time for duds. Come on.
There's no time for duds.
No time for duds. Yeah, exactly. So in chiropractic, that's the beautiful thing about it. It's such an art. There's so many different techniques in how the practitioner will take them in and specify it for that person in front of them at that time. And there's times where I work with certain individuals and there will never be any kind of an audible based on what I want to do with that person. And then there's times where someone walks in the room and all I have to do is look at them and there's an audible. So, you know, it's very different for how each person's spine is. But yes, we go back to your question. I do check my children. I do check them weekly. I get checked weekly. Just to make sure things are clear with my kids. You know, sometimes a correction needs to be made, sometimes it doesn't. But I do love it if my kids aren't feeling well, if their immune system's being challenged or something. My daughter will be 13 and my son is 10 and a half, and they'll come to me and they'll say, "Hey, Dad, can you check my spine?" I'd love to.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's a great thing for sure.
So a quick question. I know there's some people afraid to go to a chiropractor thinking that it's going to hurt. And I know for myself when I've gone, like it definitely with my neck, it bothers me. So I think the last time I went, it wasn't an adjustment done with the hands. There was some kind of device that almost looked like a staple gun type of thing.
Okay.
So maybe you can address, you know, anybody's fears about what happens when you go to...
Totally fair. Yeah. You know, I don't blame anybody. I remember that as myself, as a patient first receiving chiropractic care, I remember it was very strange at first. And then, so I get it. You're putting yourself what feels like could be a very vulnerable position in any way, in any part of the spine of the body, because you're letting somebody else work with your spine and nervous system. Like that's intense, right? So I actually love it if somebody comes in and they're hesitant or they're nervous or whatever, because then it's like, all right, game on. Like, how do we make this person feel comfortable and help them? There's all different types of techniques that can be used, whether it's hands-on or not hands-on. There's all different types of techniques that we can use to address that persons, how we need to make corrections for them, what the spine's looking like, is there degeneration within the spine? And sometimes, as far as it hurting, the majority of people, I mean, if it hurt all the time like that, we wouldn't have people to take care of, because they wouldn't want to come back.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. And if anything, you know, when people get checked, they can't wait to get checked. They look forward to getting checked, and however we clear things out, because then like things are flowing better. There's an ease. Tension, the whole point is reducing tension on the nervous system. So there's an ease that comes with that. What I will say is that when someone that might first be starting care, especially if they've never had any kind of care in the past, all right, well, we need to consider that. Think about that. This is a person where all of this tension has been sitting within their system for how many years?
Right.
And their body has been holding on and guarding. And now you're going in and you're always working. We're always working with that person's body. We're never doing anything to force it beyond something it doesn't want to do. Never, ever, ever will I ever do that, nor will any other great chiropractor.
Yeah.
So what you allow that to release to happen. And even with being said, it's almost like sometimes there might need to be a healing process. You know, there might need to be part of the body's healing process does include a level of inflammation which is not supposed to be chronic. That's why inflammation is there. It's to help clean things up so you can rebuild new. And so someone first begins care. Yeah, it might have some stiffness, soreness after, kind of like you worked out at the gym. But that's really the scariest things of it. I always tell people, like, I want you to pay attention to every other aspect of your body, of your life, of you interacting with your environment. So, you know, what's it like waking up, going to sleep? What's it like eating, interacting with your loved ones, going to the bathroom? What's it like exercising? What's it like working? What's it like when you do have these stressful moments around you? How do you feel yourself better adapting to those moments and not getting so stressful with anxiety getting high? Like, I try to really open up the awareness for what is possible, because you start taking pressure off the nervous system like that, things change. And sometimes they're directly in your face. Other times they're subtle, and it's not until all of a sudden you look back, you're like, oh my gosh, that's right. My body's changing. It hadn't been doing this anymore, or it's doing this now. So people journal and they start noticing changes that way as well.
Yeah. No, we're big fans for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Tim. This has been really wonderful and so much great information.
Thank you so much for having me. This is an absolute blast. It just flowed. It was so easy talking with you.
It was a blast for us too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So where can people find you, Dr. Tim, if they would like to get follow up and work with you or get more information on the services that you offer?
Yeah, absolutely. They can check out my website for the office, www.cornerstonefamchiro.com. So cornerstonefamchiro.com. They could always call the office, 774-847-7474. And however we can help, see how we can help.
Great. We'll put that in the show notes too, so that people can find you quickly.
Well, that's just terrific. Thank you.
Oh, our pleasure. And it was just such a pleasure talking with you. Like I said, I've been seeing chiropractor for, I don't know, 30, 40 years, but I learned so much from you today. So thank you for that.
Awesome. You are absolutely welcome. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
All right, everybody, thank you so much for joining us today on the show. As always, you can hear the show on our website, thedivinebreadcrumb.com, Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. If you like the show, please drop us a line, send us an email, check out our Facebook page. We're also on Instagram. And just let us know what you'd like to hear more of, what you've been enjoying, anything that we can do to bring new topics to you.
Absolutely. This has been great. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening, everybody, and we will see you next time.
Hi, everyone. If you love the Divine Breadcrumb podcast and the stories we're sharing, please consider supporting the show by making a donation on our Buy Me a Coffee page. You can set up monthly donations or make a one-time donation in any amount you choose. Just go to thedivinebreadcrumb.com and click on the Support TDB tab, or you can go to buymeacoffee.com/TDB. Again, that's buymeacoffee.com/TDB. We're forever grateful for your support.